I'm Jack O'Boyle, currently director of District G of the RTD, and in my past life was the mayor of Lone Tree for 3 terms. Lone Tree is a charter city, and the charter includes provision for term limits. And so I retired after 3 terms, my first term being excluded because the charter was not yet in place during that time. On the topic of term limits, the thought occurs to me that term limits is perhaps an example of a passive government by the people. In other words, they don't do anything and something happens, and it's beyond their power to change. And that's because a previous electorate had determined that 2 terms, for instance, was enough. And that the thought behind that, that citizens rotate through government and bring fresh new ideas to government, and it is indeed government of the people, seems to pale to me when there are differences in quality of our elected officials. If there is someone who perhaps is not doing as good a job as we deserve, I think the passivity just says, well, in 8 years, he'll be gone, so I don't have to worry about it. But if there is someone who is a star, a gem, someone who is genuinely working for the good of the people, there's no way you can keep him because the law prescribes that he can only serve you for so long. I think it may be an opportunity and a time for change in Douglas County to remove term limits for our sheriff. The sheriff can initiate a program which may take years to implement and develop. And that may not be something that can be accomplished within the term prescribed. So I, Jack O'Boyle, would endorse changing Douglas County law, vote yes on 1A, to remove the term limitation of 2 terms for the sheriff of Douglas County, and instead, let's keep him for another term. Thank you.